one of the interesting things about the Great Salt Lake and its level is that it could be controlled. The Bear River, which supplies roughly 50% of the water into the lake, up in the Soda Springs area in Idaho, used to flow out into the Snake River Plain, the Columbia River, and a dam, 40 feet high or something like that. Part of the water now is diverted out of the Bear River over into the Snake River drainage, and you could divert the whole river if you wanted to. So one of the things that they considered when the lake was rising was diverting part of the inflow of the Bear River. So it's an interstate problem, which is kind of interesting.
And then thinking about how could you manage how low it could go? Managing how high it can go.
Yeah, you can shut off the tap, but how do you fill that tap again?
Yeah, but then the question would be, is there any way? So we look at cloud seeding, and we look at more inflows. But of course, it's the drought end of things that endanger the real health of the lake, to me. And you could say it's quote-unquote natural. You can go back not that far in the geologic record. After the ice ages, things sort of, there are dry times and wet times. And you can see that the lake has been considerably drier than it has even now. But if you're looking at it from not just nature's pure and whatever nature does is fine, if you're saying we're treating this as a garden and it's not okay, I mean, how do you maintain, how do you keep enough water that the system is still functioning in a way that benefits humanity? And by that I don't mean just the mineral extraction, I mean like us, me. Anyway, and it's a dilemma. So where would I put it? I would probably take it out of the Department of Natural Resources and do what Olin Walker was really thinking about, of planning in a watershed basis. So everything goes downhill. So I might even put it in the Office of Planning and Budget, which I think she was thinking about having areas of government instead of be by counties, to go back to John Wesley Powell and Brigham Young, of saying government would be better if the upstream folks and the downstream folks were in the same county, so that they kind of thought about this. And this is certainly one of the reasons that Salt Lake County, I think, can function. Not that I can't go on a tirade about Salt Lake County, but at least it's a watershed of sorts, as is most of Utah County, as is most of Davis County.
It's not a big square, straight-lined county or
and
state.
So I think one of the things that I would do, now that you've let me be dictator, is I would probably plan not only for Great Salt Lake, but other places by watersheds. And that would do good things. Mm-hmm. It would do good things for air. It would do good things for water. But I would certainly give Great Salt Lake, I would take it out of where it is now, because it really does not belong with people who, and part of the problem with where it is even when you have good people, and at the moment you've got a couple really good, brave people there, there is no upward mobility for a professional, because if you're going to be in the division of forestry, fire, and Great Salt Lake, basically, I mean, they've got part of the Jordan and part of the, but that they were so not managing according to what state lands that they split those people off. So CITLA used to be all under the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, and that gave them some heft. But now it's really just great. I mean, this is a tail wagging the dog. This is a dog that has no tail. This is like a corgi, okay? I mean, there's just nothing on that dog over there. So I'd take them out of the extractive industry view and give them a role in terms of thinking about how does the system work. They could go into wildlife management, for example, I think. So there are various organizations that I would consider gardeners. They may be odd groupings, but wildlife, the division of wildlife is you'd say the division of forestry is, the fire is going to be so big with the state. and that it goes with a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, most agencies would say, let us have that. These are fully funded. I mean, we're getting plenty of money from Great Salt Lake to manage Great Salt Lake. It isn't as if this is, you know, a poor relative. Right. I mean, we're going to fund some, so I think we can. Anyway,
no.
So that was a tirade.
That's all right.